This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. A $1.3 billion increase in state education funding might not be enough to bring the protracted McCleary court case to a close. Even many state lawmakers admit that. Now they're waiting for the state Supreme Court's next move in the case. But maybe you're wondering, how can it be that billions in new school funding and 3 years of work isn't enough? KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has an answer.
Tacoma Public Schools has decided the state doesn't pay teachers enough. So Chief Financial Officer Rosalind Medina says Tacoma has agreed to pay more, and for good reason.
We can't expect teachers to come in and work for free on weekends and evenings, and we can't expect them to do professional development on their own time, and the state simply doesn't fund us for those things.
In fact, state money now only covers about 70% of Tacoma teachers' salaries. The rest comes from local sources. Some Tacoma teachers' salaries are totally funded by local property taxes. But when the state decides to raise teachers' salaries, like lawmakers did this year, by 3%, the state doesn't pay extra for these locally funded employees, and it's not like you can give only the state-funded teachers a raise. They're all part of the same union contracts. So the locally funded employees get a raise, too. Medina says that means Tacoma's share of the new state money intended for school supplies and lower class sizes won't go as far. Either that has to cover these salary increases, or cuts to other programs will.
It's a shell game, essentially, in that respect. Don't get me wrong, we're happy to get any money that we can. I don't want to make it sound like we're not appreciative of that.
But when the McCleary case talks about ending districts' over-reliance on local property taxes to pay for the basics of running their schools, this is exactly what that means. And it's why some state lawmakers are bracing for the Supreme Court to ask them to do more. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.